standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
It's 80 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 3:06.
Things considered. You can listen on the radio, online, or on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play NPR or your local member station by name. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned, if you would. Coming up in our next half hour, conspiracy theories about Hurricane Helene are flourishing online. We will get a review of the new movie Joker, Folie à Deux. And Saturday night, dramatizing the very first show of what would become Saturday Night Live. We'll learn about security at mosques and synagogues, and we will hear an excerpt from a conversation with the Poet Laureate of the United States. Kay McIntyre spoke to her. Ada Limón is coming to Salina on the 17th of October. A preview of one of the things she'll be talking about coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's one of the biggest celebrations of the year, the last night of the proms. The BBC Symphony Orchestra chorus and singers, joined by many special guests, music ranging from 18th century England to Henry Mancini. Tonight, the last night of the proms on your KPR One stations at 7 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stay tuned for Snap Judgment at 7 o'clock tonight. It's 20 minutes past 3.
This is NPR News.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defied the odds throughout his long career and a year since the October 7 attacks. What might be next for Israel's leader, and what could that mean for the rest of the world? A conversation on that, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Lows around 60 tonight, highs in the lower 90s tomorrow, lows in the 50s tomorrow night. The roller coaster temperatures continue on Sunday with a high only reaching the upper 70s. It's 3:30.
News, Memphis.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas residents will soon pay more for natural gas used in their homes. As Dylan Lyson reports, state regulators signed off on a rate increase that will cost users about $46 more per year.
The agreement allows Kansas Gas Service to increase rates to generate about $35 million of new revenue. It will increase monthly bills by an average of almost $4. Kansas Gas Service originally requested an increase of $58 million. The company said the rate increase is the first in 5 years, and it has invested $600 million in capital improvement projects. The company serves about 650,000 customers throughout the state. The new rate begins in November. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
For the second year in a row, Kansas students and families won't have access to the application for federal financial aid until later in the year. The U.S. Department of Education began the first phase of a rollout this week. It's using a staggered approach to launch the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, to address ongoing issues before opening the form to everyone on December 1st. Jack Wallace is Director of Government Relations for the educational consulting group YRIFE. He says families should expect more issues with the updated form.
Hopefully there'll be fewer than before, but right now there's no one that will take that bet that there's not going to be more delays or that there aren't going to be more hiccups.
Widespread technical problems last year prompted Kansas colleges to postpone their application deadlines. A program is using conservation credits to pay for restoring prairie chicken habitats in southern Kansas. The lesser prairie chicken populations have diminished, driven by loss of habitat. The company Common Ground Capital is paying ranchers to restore grassland that protects bird habitat and creates better land for cattle grazing. Then the company sells the conservation credits to energy companies to offset their impact on the birds' habitat elsewhere. Dylan Hilton has been working on clearing out invasive salt cedars on a 46,000-acre ranch.
Because the more trees we cut, the more native prairie we have, the more credits we generate. It's better for the prairie, it's better for their pocketbook, it's better for our pocketbook.
The program is hoping to conserve 1 million acres of grassland for lesser prairie chicken habitat over the next 10 years. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, we do have red flag warnings just to the northwest of the main KPR listening area. But if you're in Clay County, if you are in Dickinson County, Ottawa and Saline counties, be aware that conditions are very dry right now. Otherwise, tonight, clear skies, low around 60, hot tomorrow, highs in the 90s. It's 3:35.
This is All Things You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon is coming to Kansas this month to launch, pun intended, her latest book, In Praise of Mystery. Her October 17th appearance in Salina is in connection with the launch of NASA's Europa Clipper. Limon told KPR's Kay McIntyre about In Praise of Mystery, a poem for Europa.
You know, I was asked by NASA to compose an original poem that would be engraved to call out through the dark.
That's U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon visiting with KPR's Kay McIntyre. Limon is coming to Salina on October 17th as part of National Arts and Humanities Month. Her poem In Praise of Mystery, a poem for Europa, has been engraved into the side of the Europa Clipper spaceship, which will orbit Jupiter and study its moon Europa. The Europa Clipper is scheduled to launch October 10th from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. In Praise of Mystery has also been published as a picture book illustrated by Peter Cease. You can hear a longer version of Ada Limon's conversation with Kay McIntyre on KPR Presents at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, on KPR 2 at 6 o'clock Sunday night on KPR 1. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 14th at Liberty Hall, and tickets to the general public are on sale this Saturday. It's the KC Jazz Orchestra performing a mix of big band favorites and Christmas tunes. Get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR listener member at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. More news headlines coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk more about the FAFSA being delayed for a second year. And we will learn about what's going on with U.S. citizens in Lebanon all in this next hour of All Things Considered.
Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Mark.
To see what I mean, tune into the news quiz that is from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, always on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows around 60 tonight, highs in the 90s. Tomorrow, it's 80 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and it's 4 o'clock.
A new film starring Saoirse Ronan. A young woman returns home to the magical Orkney Islands while on a journey of recovery and sobriety. Now playing only in theaters.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka, 83 in Manhattan, and it's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. 96.1 FM in Lawrence, since I did a really bad job announcing that last time. And 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come in the next 30 minutes. We will learn about a program that gives a guaranteed income to artists. This is going on in the state of Minnesota. We'll have an update of news headlines in just about 12 minutes. It's all coming up. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative, stamped, and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
We have a new show launching this weekend. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, a new contemporary music show. It's called 105 Live with Nick Carswell. This week, we have an in-studio session with the Lawrence band Likes. We will debut two new artists and hear about an upcoming concert at the Bottleneck with Kansas City's Hembree. Join us for 105 Live tomorrow, 5 p.m. on your KPR1 stations.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Clear skies tonight, lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, quite hot, highs in the 90s. Tomorrow night, lows in the mid-50s. Cooler on Sunday, with a high in the upper 70s, down to the upper 40s on Sunday night. It is 4:20.
Many farmers in rural Kenya don't have access to smartphones or reliable internet, which means they also don't have access to weather forecasts. A new program aims to improve farmers' lives through text messages with forecasts specific to their cropland.
That helps me make a choice on whether to plant or not to plant.
That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for Weekend All Things Considered on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. Clear skies tonight, low around 60. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Abilene. It's 4:30.
Yes, NPR News, Detroit.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street after a surprisingly strong jobs report last month, showing employers added
far more jobs than expected, the Dow was up more than 300 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas residents will soon pay more for natural gas used in their homes. As Dylan Lyson reports, state regulators signed off on a rate increase that will cost users about $46 more per year.
The agreement allows Kansas Gas Service to increase rates to generate about $35 million of new revenue. It will increase monthly bills by an average of almost $4. Kansas Gas Service originally requested an increase of $58 million. The company said the rate increase is the first in 5 years, and it has invested $600 million in capital improvement projects. The company serves about 650,000 customers throughout the state. The new rate begins in November. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
For the second straight year, Kansas students will have to wait a little longer to apply for financial aid for college. Suzanne Perez has that story.
The U.S. Department of Education is using a staggered approach to launch this year's free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. Officials hope to iron out technical issues before opening it to everyone on December 1st. Education consultant Jack Wallace with YRefi says Kansas families will have to wait until later this year to file, but they should go ahead and gather tax forms and other documents to be ready.
Because once this thing does get rolled out and is working well, or working period, we need to prepare to file.
Widespread technical problems last year prompted Kansas colleges to postpone their application deadlines. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
For the first time since 1980, the Royals will play the New York Yankees in the postseason. Sam Zeff of KCUR takes a look at Game 1 tomorrow.
The series could come down to this. The Royals against Baltimore. I'm Sam Zeff.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, sunshine for the rest of this afternoon. Highs topping out in the 80s tonight, clear with a low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the mid-50s. Cooling off for Sunday, though, sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s, lows in the upper 40s on Sunday night. On Monday, we'll get into the mid-70s, upper 70s for Tuesday. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 4:35.
This is All Things
Continuing. Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got us some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines, plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us for Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and lots of other frequencies, too. Plus, we're always streaming. How about that? At kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Jonathan Mamora, striving to uplift and positively influence others using music as a means for service. Sunday, October 6th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Stick around. News headlines coming up at 5:01. We'll tell you about the September jobs report, plus why there's been a bit of a legislative swing in Wisconsin. All straight ahead on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Josh Gondelman was excited to find out that portions in American restaurants are finally getting smaller.
We won't even need a cheesecake factory. We'll have kind of a bespoke cheesecake workshop.
Exactly. I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for artisanal handcrafted jokes about this week's news. Plus singer-songwriter Kara Jackson on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
You will hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR One station.
From NPR News, this is all NPR station.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, your NPR station from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. We'll start things off with an update of news headlines. Lows tonight around 60 degrees, highs tomorrow in the 90s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka, 83 in Manhattan. It is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. If that doesn't work out, try our app. We have one for iOS and one for Android, wherever you get apps. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up, we have news headlines just about 12 minutes from now. We'll learn more about mosque and synagogue security in the next few days. People are very concerned about blowback since it will be 1 year since the war between Israel and Hamas began in Gaza, at least this time around. We'll tell you all about a treasure hunt going on in the forests of the northeastern U.S., and we will hear excerpts from an interview that Kay McIntyre did with the U.S. Poet Laureate. It's all straight ahead on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Halloween arrives early at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. It's tonight at Liberty Hall, a night of classic monster movies, including Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman and Dr. X. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the door. All the details at kansaspublicradio.org. It's made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Clear skies tonight, low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 90s. Lows in the mid-50s tomorrow night. It's 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Scott Simon and Kay McIntyre will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about another 30 seconds. Stay tuned. Lows around 60 tonight. Highs in the lower 90s tomorrow. It is 5:30.
Praise from Trump has called public schools atheist indoctrination centers and the state's teachers union a terrorist organization. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas residents will soon pay more for natural gas used in their homes. As Dylan Lyson reports, state regulators signed off on a rate increase that will cost users about $46 more each year.
The agreement allows Kansas Gas Service to increase rates to generate about $35 million of new revenue. It will increase monthly bills by an average of almost $4. Kansas Gas Service originally requested an increase of $58 million. The company said the rate increase is the first in 5 years, and it has invested $600 million in capital improvement projects. The company serves about 650,000 customers throughout the state. The new rate begins in November. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
For the second year in a row, Kansas students and families won't have access to the application for federal financial aid until later in the year. The U.S. Department of Education began the first phase of a rollout this week. It's using a staggered approach to launch the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, to address ongoing issues before opening the form to everyone on December 1st. Jack Wallace is Director of Government Relations for the educational consulting company YRefi. He says families should expect more issues with the updated form.
Hopefully there'll be fewer than before, but right now there's no one that'll take that bet that there's not going to be more delays or that there aren't going to be more hiccups.
Widespread technical problems last year prompted Kansas colleges to postpone their application deadlines. A program is using conservation credits to pay for restoring prairie chicken habitat in southern Kansas. Lesser prairie chicken populations have diminished, driven by loss of that habitat. The company Common Ground Capital is paying ranchers to restore grassland. That protects bird habitat and creates better land for cattle grazing. Then the company sells the conservation credits to energy companies to offset their impact on the birds' habitat elsewhere. Dylan Hilton has been working on clearing out invasive salt cedars on a 46,000-acre ranch.
Because the more trees we cut, the more native prairie we have, the more credits we generate. It's better for the prairie, it's better for their pocketbook, it's better for our pocketbook.
The program is hoping to conserve 1 million acres of grassland for lesser prairie chicken habitat over 10 years. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees, winds out of the northeast. Tomorrow sunny with a high in the lower 90s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine on Sunday, highs dipping back down into the upper 70s. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence, 80 degrees in Atchison, 90 in Chanute. It's 5:35.
But maybe the real treasure is the experiences we have along the way. Hi, McNamee, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon is coming to Kansas this month. Her latest book, In Praise of Mystery, and she is launching it, and you will see that that pun is intended. Her October 17th appearance in Salina is in connection with the launch of NASA's Europa Clipper. Limon told KPR's Kay McIntyre about In Praise of Mystery, a poem for Europa.
You know, I was asked by NASA to a vast and beckoning seas. We too are made of wonders, of great and ordinary loves, of small, invisible worlds, of a need to call out through the dark.
That was U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon visiting with KPR's Kay McIntyre. Limon is coming to Salina on October 17th as part of National Arts and Humanities Month. Her poem, In Praise of Mystery, a poem for Europa, has been engraved into the side of the Europa Clipper spaceship, which will orbit Jupiter and study its moon Europa. The Europa Clipper is scheduled to launch October 10th from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. In Praise of Mystery has also been published as a picture book, illustrated by Peter Cease. You can hear a longer version of Ada Limon's conversation with Kay McIntyre on KPR Presents at 1 p.m. Sunday on KPR 2 and at 6 p.m. Sunday on KPR 1. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Lots of other frequencies, too. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico. Exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday, opens October 4th. Information at explorenoto.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, plus we will take a closer look at the upcoming anniversary, the one-year anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel. That is all coming up here on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang.
Pointingly calm. If you wanted to listen to people being polite to each other, you'd just listen to NPR. To see what I mean, tune into the news quiz that is from NPR.
Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 80 degrees in Lawrence. It's 90 in Chanute. It's 6 o'clock.